Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Milton Williams, there may be a difference there. If he's not available or he's not 100%, sure, you want to maybe give a check mark there to the Broncos. Do you think their offense outside of the quarterback advantage that the Patriots clearly have, do you think anything else on that offense you'd check off for Denver? I don't. Maybe running back, but not really. Offensive weapons? No. They don't, you know, like I don't buy that. I think that the Patriots are a better team. As for coach, that one's a bit of a toss-up. Sean Payton is a very good coach. I think Mike Vrabel's a very good coach. I don't know that there's a clear advantage there either. So that, okay, two teams are 9-2 right now. You and the Broncos. And if you believe the Patriots are better than the Broncos, then playing on wild card weekend should be considered as a disappointment, right? That's all I'm saying. Maybe not quite as big a one, since only one team makes it, and I'll admit that did slip my mind there when I was going on about that. But even still, I stand by it. I do stand by it. I'll double down. I stand by that now. And maybe things will change in a couple of weeks, but they shouldn't change for the worse. In a couple of weeks, the Patriots should be 11-2. And an 11-2 team should be getting the bye, you know? Like, that's the way it works. That's what I think. And that's where these expectations ought to be. Milton Williams being out could throw a bit of a wrench into what I'm talking about, however. And you heard Vrabel there. I wouldn't say he was hemming and hawing through his answer. It was a pretty good answer. But it's hard to really say how you replace a guy like that. How you replace someone like Milton Williams, who really, when you look up like a free agent signing in the dictionary, that's right. That's what you want it to be. That's exactly what you want it to be. You spend a lot of money on a nose tackle. Well, he better be worth it. Some big guy in the middle who was a part-time player with the Eagles, didn't even play on every down. That's who you're going to go and really throw some money around to bring in. That was their big deal. That was their big contract. It was Milton Williams. It wasn't T. Higgins. It wasn't any of these guys. That's who they went, and that's who they paid. Other guys got paid, you know, pretty well, but none of them got Milton Williams. Like, he was the number one free agent out there. He was at the top of almost every single one of those lists. Once Higgins decided to go back to Cincinnati, it was Milton Williams at the top of all those lists. He was at the top of ESPN's, I think at the top of CBS's. There may have been, you know, a couple that didn't have him, but like he was at least in the top two or three in every single list that was out there. And the Patriots pursued him doggedly. And that, to me, is a really nice testament, number one, to if you really want somebody in this league, you got to go out and pay them, right? You just do. You have to do it. And when you pick the right guy, it can be great for you. Milton Williams was clearly the right guy. But this is an organization that does not like doing that. They do not like going out there on the free agent market and chucking money around. They just don't. They never have. They do it every once in a while, and then they reset back to the cap. And that usually means some lean years of spending in between. We're about, what, 4 years exactly since the last one? So that makes sense. 2021, they spent a lot of money. They were still, you know, not anywhere they should have been in terms of overall cash spending compared to the other teams. But that was an offseason where they went out there and they threw some money around, and they went 10-7. And I think we can all agree that some of those free agent signings were pretty big misses. This time around, there's only one miss, really. I mean, it's Davis, and that's basically it. And I don't even know that Davis is a total whiff. Like, yeah, he's not been awesome this year. Maybe he's not living up to the contract. But I don't feel like he's out there costing them games. You know, they win every week. So no one's really costing them games. They're out there kicking everyone's ass. So until that becomes such a problem that, you know, they're over on the other side of the column there, then maybe, yeah, fine. But right now, it's hard to think that about any of these guys that were picked up in free agency. And Milton Williams is the star of the show, number one star of the show. And when it comes to power rankings, ESPN, Patriots, much like on Stephen A's list, I think, I don't know if they were in cahoots on this, but same company. Number three, behind the Rams at number one and the Eagles at number two. They are up from four, which is where they were last week. And the question is, who's under the most pressure? That's the way they sort of frame these this week's power rankings. The answer that Mike Reese gave was Christian Barmore, and I think that's a good answer. Reese writes, the Patriots just placed starting DT Milton Williams on injured reserve with a high ankle sprain. He's arguably been their best player, who's coming off of a game in which he tied his career high with five pressures, will be critical to filling the void. After being limited to four games in 2024, he has played the hold on one second. He has played 63. Hold on a second. I just clipped this wrong. He's arguably been their best defensive player, Milton Williams. Barmore, a veteran who's coming off a game in which he tied his career high with five pressures, talking about Barmore there, will be critical in filling the void after being limited to four games in 2024 with blood clots. Barmore has played 63.6 of the defensive snaps this season. This is going to be a big stretch here for Christian Barmore, a second-round pick, a guy who I think has a ton of potential, but we're also moving past the potential phase with a guy like him, with a player like this. And that's not to say that I'm not sympathetic to someone who had a health scare, obviously, yeah, but he's also been disciplined this year for things that had nothing to do with the health or anything like that. And he's the only player on this team that's been publicly disciplined by Mike Vrabel, right? Can you think of another one? I can't think of any other ones. So I think that that's sort of an important factor to consider here. Christian Barmore, a holdover guy. Vrabel generally doesn't do great with some of the holdovers. They have had a clash here already. It seems like they're past it. It seems like that's all good. But now this is going to be the guy who's the first line of defense here. And he was before, but now he's the central focus of it with Williams out. And terms of this run defense, which this run defense is the Patriots' defensive identity ahead of everything else. They have a good secondary. Gonzalez is very good in the secondary. But when people look at this team and what makes this team tick, on defense, it's their run defense. You can't run the ball against them. You can throw against them. Teams have thrown against them. You don't really throw on Gonzalez that much except for that one Drake London game. And also, A.D. Mitchell got open against Gonzalez a couple of times, but then Fields threw the ball away. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say that Gonzalez has fallen off or anything like that, but I did notice that. If Justin Fields had any kind of accuracy, then A.D. Mitchell might have had a couple of big gains there off of Gonzalez. But that didn't happen, so I can't complain about something that didn't happen. But I will say that despite how good he is, despite how good Jones has been this year too, Marcus Jones, and Jalen Hawkins, like, I'm happy with a lot of the guys playing the secondary. But the run defense is what they specialize in. And part of why the pass defense hasn't been as good, I don't really even think is the fault of the secondary. I think it's more the fault of the pass rush, which has just not been great. I think, you know, you want to talk about DVOA and why those ratings aren't where they should be. It could be stuff like that. You know, May getting sacked a lot still. He's still second in the NFL in taking sacks. This team's not very good in the red zone. There's some other things. You know, Mike Reese pointed some of them out. in his Sunday column. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. In a little bit, we will get to some of the adversity this team's overcome, because I feel like that's just getting under-discussed and is also, I think, part of the reason why I believe more in them than maybe Vegas does and what they can be as opposed to what they just are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right now, 617-779-7937. Let's go out to Lexington, talk to Armand. What's going on, Armand?
Hey, Christian. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great show.
Thank you.
Good. I want to just offer a little bit different perspective. In principle, I agree with you on the national media view of the Patriots. I think they should probably be getting a little more credit than they're getting. But here's the cool thing about it. Mm-hmm. This is something that Vrabel can use as kind of a chip on the shoulder of the Patriots, right? And he's not going to come out and say that in press conferences or anything, but in the team meetings, he could be saying, hey, guys, here we are at 9-2. If we beat the Bengals and we beat the Giants, we go into the bye at 11-2. And national media is still looking at us like we're in a rebuilding year and we're kind of this team that had a soft schedule and so on and so forth. And first of all, I don't even agree with the strength of schedule argument, because you know how it goes. On any given Sunday in the NFL, anybody can beat anybody, right? So Vrabel's got them prepared. They're coming out. They've got good game plans. They're making adjustments at halftime. It's what I really love about what he's doing with this team. And I got a feeling that, you know, knowing Vrabel's personality, he's probably in the locker room and in the team meeting saying, hey, guys, everybody thinks we suck. So let's go out and prove them wrong, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Armand, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The strength of schedule argument is an interesting one. Boston Sports Imp had a tweet about this about right before we went on the air. And if you go back to the last 10 Super Bowl champions, almost all of them had a really easy schedule. Almost every single one of them. The Eagles last year, their strength of schedule was 15th out of 16. 16 teams in the NFC. Chiefs, 14th easiest. 15th the year before. The Rams in 2021, 12th. Tampa, 10th. Kansas City in 2019, 4th. It's impressive.
You know, everyone thinks we suck. And
Patriots in 2018, 11th. Philly in 2017, 16th. Patriots in 2016, 16th, which I don't remember them having that easy of a schedule in 2016, but I guess they did. And the Broncos in 2015, 7th. So it's not every single one, but most of them down at the bottom. Having a weak schedule doesn't mean that you're suddenly going to turn back into a pumpkin in the playoffs. Now, a lot of these teams, the Chiefs, they were already an established thing, you know? Like, they were a commodity already. They were the Chiefs. Like, they were making it to the Super Bowl every year, you know, like Tampa with Tom Brady. That team gets in. You don't assume that they're going to just go up and smoke because they had an easy schedule. A team like the Patriots, maybe you could make more of that argument. This team's very unproven. What have they done? They've won 9 games. Okay, well, this is a brand new team. They've had a pretty charmed season when it comes to major injuries. And I know that they've, you know, missed some guys for a couple of games here and there, but they haven't had any major injuries yet. That have kept people out or, you know, ended a season or something along those lines. This Williams thing could end up being a major one if it goes past the four games, which, if you think about it, it's more than four games, because more than 4 weeks anyway, because there's a bye week in there. And this one doesn't count. So you're going, you have to miss the four games. It's not just he's going to be out for 4 weeks. He's got to miss all of this time. They didn't have to do that if he wasn't that banged up, but they think that he is. The other thing about this with the strength of schedule is the strength of schedule only becomes the thing like at the end of the year. That's when you go back and look at what the strength of schedule is. When you're making the schedule, it's, okay, put together, all right, this team was in first place, so they get the first place teams from the year before. Injuries happen, stuff happens. You can't really predict that. But they do set up the schedule in a way that they try and make it more fair for the bad teams and, you know, tougher on the good teams. It's just it doesn't always work out that way, you know, especially if a team's in a weak division, which the Chiefs and the Patriots both were for a long time. So I think that has something to do with it, too. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas. Hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.